Wanted, Alaska's outstanding high school student. The University of Alaska Fairbanks is looking for the state's top student for a new honors program. I'm Stephen Lay, UAF Public Information Officer, with this week's edition of University Focus. New program is designed to meet the need and provide a unique challenge for the best prepared and best motivated entering freshmen. Dr. Suzanne Somerville, an associate professor of music, was recently named director of the new program. The program is not a retreat from UAF's long-standing commitment to educate Alaska citizens, but rather a new commitment to meet the special needs of the best and the brightest the state has to offer.
We're primarily now interested in outstanding freshmen from the state of Alaska and, of course, from the outside also. We think it's going to be an important recruiting tool. We do know that we are getting smarter and smarter freshmen, and it's very exciting to work with them. And we have had, because it is a part of the land grant commitment that our university has to the state, we are committed to giving a program of broad-based education for high school graduates who do meet minimal requirements. But we do know that there are outstanding students out there somewhere, and we want to give them an academic environment which is suitable for their high capabilities.
Program participants will be enrolled in enriched honors sections of basic classes. They will also participate in a special honors seminar course. It will be structured to allow a student to major in any discipline offered at UAF.
We will have broad-based courses in the natural sciences, in combinations of sciences, literature, music, math, or engineering with literature in some way. We are not preparing the English major, we're not preparing a history major. We want to give a broad-based and stimulating education to freshmen, sophomores, of course, then we'll work through the junior and senior year, for our brightest people in all of the disciplines.
The honors courses are designed to offer greater depth of material and consequently will be more demanding. Students in the program who maintain their averages will be designated as graduates with honors at the end of their 4 years. This designation should drastically improve their opportunities for graduate school, as well as commending their academic accomplishments. While in the university, they will have access to an honors study lounge and rooms in the quiet sections of the dormitory. To receive a chance at these honors, an applicant must have had an outstanding high school record.
How do you get in? You have, I hope, if you apply, a 3.5 high school grade average. You should have an ACT score of 26 or above. And none of the ACT scores should be lower than 23. Now, if you're a semifinalist or a finalist in the National Merit Scholars Program, we'll take you no matter what your high school grades are.
The program will be initiated in the fall 1983 semester. Students are now being recruited. Dr. Suzanne Somerville is the director of the UAF Honors Program. For the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. The Sunday pub movie is Outland and begins at 7 p.m. Monday night's pub entertainment is Pat Diemann from 8 to 11. Tuesday is the annual Wood Center Lost and Found Sale in room 127 of the Student Union Building. In the evening, two movies are scheduled. I Never Sang for My Father will begin at 6:30 in Wood Center 128, and Hearts and Minds will be shown in Scheibel Auditorium at 7. College bowl matches will be in the Wood Center Memorial Conference Room from 7 to 9:30. Wednesday, the Wood Center Outdoor Series will feature dog mushing. The program will be from 7 to 10 p.m. in the South Dining Room. And the ASUA International Movie is Hiroshima Mon Amour at 7:30 in the Concert Hall. The children's concert, Unicorn, will be given in the Concert Hall beginning at 1 on Friday. The ASUA movie is the classic 2001 A Space Odyssey at 6:40 in Scheibel Auditorium. The Rural Student Services Coffee House will be open in the Wood Center Multi-Level Lounge that evening. Performing in the pub will be the band Triple Treat from 9 to 1 a.m. on Friday. University Focus is produced by the UF Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.